You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Is it time for New Zealand to shine in the space economy? Dr. Dennis Odlin of the Management and International Business Department at the University of Auckland, as well as other co-authors, have published an analysis that looks into how the space race is being reshaped due to current ongoing geopolitical tensions. They analyze how Aotearoa New Zealand has found itself in an ideal position to take advantage of the situation because of its historically neutral position in the space economy. To talk about New Zealand's space history, the benefits of neutrality, and the current reshaping of the global space economy, I spoke with Dr. Dennis Odlin.
Can you explain why the space economy is being reshaped?
Sure. The commercial space industry has boomed in the last 10 to 15 years. And prior to that, it was driven by nation-state space agencies, NASA, European Space Agency. Every country had its space agency, and it was very much driven by the governments. About 20 years ago, I guess the big catalyst was SpaceX being able to launch its rocket into orbit in 2008 was really the turning point. Commercial firms started to not only develop, be outsourced by these agencies to do the work, but they would develop their own applications as well. So in terms of communications and Earth observation in particular. And so the trend has been for what's been known as new space firms to be the primary actors in outer space in the last 10 years in particular. It's young entrepreneurial firms sort of seeing potential in space. We think of Starlink with its communications satellite constellations, or Planet Labs with Earth observation. They take a photograph of all the entire surface of the Earth every day. That kind of data that's available to commercial firms, to the public effectively, has really changed the nature of the space industry. And so our paper was really saying there seems to be a movement back to greater influence by those nation state actors in these sort of times of economic difficulty.
And in regard to the rising geopolitical tensions, why is New Zealand so particularly well positioned to take advantage of this shift?
Well, we are a relatively neutral actor. We obviously have alliances with the United States through our Five Eyes agreements, but we have a lot of trade with China and the rest of Asia, so we kind of sit in the middle. New Zealand space industry is obviously very small, but there's a lot of potential there for the future, particularly in developing new technologies and being a location for developments.
And like you said, New Zealand is in a neutral position. What are some of the benefits and opportunities that can occur because of that?
Well, our space industry is tiny. We can think of Rocket Lab as the pioneer. It was what Peter Beck was able to do with Rocket Lab is astonishing, to say the least. His idea to launch rockets from the Mahia Peninsula was the catalyst to encourage the government of the time to develop regulations that would allow launches into space. Obviously, doing that requires some kind of regulatory structure. And so in 2017, we had the Outer Space and High Altitude Activities Act passed. We have a New Zealand Space Agency, which is located within the Ministry of Business, Industry and Education Enterprise, MBIE. And so it's a small industry, but we have been able to develop all sorts of interesting new technologies. So Rocket Lab was the catalyst that's really encouraged other startups to get going. You can think of Dawn Aerospace as another well-known one in New Zealand. Kia Aerospace has been developing a solar-powered aircraft, which recently, I think it was February this year, managed to get into the stratosphere. So that's another high-altitude kind of vehicle that's been developed out of New Zealand. So New Zealand it's small, but it's quite innovative in terms of the technologies that it's developing. Now, what we have here in New Zealand is clear skies. We don't have a lot of commercial air traffic going through and crisscrossing the sky. And so it's possible to schedule these test launches quite easily. So I'm not sure if you're aware, there's a aerospace centre down in Christchurch called Tawhaki, Whakatāwhaki Aerospace Centre. That's a joint initiative, a runway and aerospace system, and they're keen to encourage startup firms to go there and use that as a launch location. So basically, New Zealand's position is a neutral actor to become a test location, a research and development location for startup space firms.
And can you describe the role that Rocket Lab plays in the New Zealand economy as well as the global space economy?
Well, as I mentioned, Rocket Lab's really been a pioneer in this industry. As an industry leader, it still locates about 700 staff in New Zealand. It's become, like many successful New Zealand firms, sort of relocated its headquarters to the United States. But it remains that kind of industry leader. Most industries have a kind of a leader firm that other firms look to. It's kind of proved the point. It's created that through wanting to launch at Mahia, it has created that infrastructure of regulations with the government. By employing people, you know, there's knowledge spillovers that will occur. That would be, you know, people moving into that industry, seeing it as a viable industry, engineers moving around. So it's been critical to the industry in New Zealand. And then more globally, it's actually made New Zealand the number four site for launches in the world behind the United States, China and Russia. So we're number four in the world in terms of orbital launches. Now, they might not be the kind of payloads that are being launched from those other countries, but that's the influence of Rocket Lab and bringing New Zealand into that global space economy.
What could the New Zealand government do to make us more attractive for new global partners beyond Rocket Lab?
We did have a workshop on this a few months back. The space agency, like many elements of government in New Zealand, is strapped for funds, but it's made all of the regulatory moves that it can. It's keen to change the regulations, if you like, if that is what is required to make New Zealand more attractive. But at the end of the day, the government is not the driver of this industry. It's still going to be small local firms.
And that was Dr. Dennis Odlin on the current reshaping of the global space economy and why New Zealand can benefit from its neutral position.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.